Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu. You're listening to Chronicles and Commons, or Commons and Chronicles, nobody really knows. This is my show about RPG lore, fantasy, and science fiction that are in the Creative Commons or the public domain. And today I kind of want to do something a little bit different, and that is talk about the effect that public domain or the commons have on the art and science of RPG, role-playing games. So this all came about, this thought that I had, came about when I overheard someone talking to someone else. So this is a secondhand conversation. And they were kind of talking and laughing about how, isn't it silly how whenever you meet an RPG player, another player, the first thing they want to do is tell you about their character or about their campaign, and what a bother that is. Like, I don't want to hear about your character. I don't want to hear about your story. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that. Klaatu's not saying that. This is what I overheard. And it struck me as very odd to hear that, especially from someone who, as far as I could tell, they were talking about being an RPG player and how bothersome it was to have other people who find out that they're an RPG player tell them about their game. And I felt like that was a very strange position to take, because personally, me, Klaatu, I've grown up hearing about people's characters and about their campaigns. I had to live vicariously through my friends who played D&D because I wasn't allowed to play D&D, so I would listen to their campaign stories all day at school. And when we would build characters together, we would talk about the characters that, you know, sometimes we'd never even actually run the characters through a campaign, but to a kid it doesn't matter. You don't have to go through a campaign for the character to have experienced it. I guess we were building a very elaborate, like, level 7, 8, 9, 10 backstory for a character that had never, you know, played and was spec'd out for a level 1. But anyway, so hearing these things has always been fascinating to me and endlessly entertaining. I love hearing about that stuff, and I don't know that I'll ever stop loving to hear about that stuff, because I certainly haven't gotten tired of it now. And hearing someone say that it was bothersome or tiresome made me realize that I haven't ever invited you, dear listener, to send me your stories. So if you've got stories about a character, whether or not the character's ever seen action, whether or not that's just a character that you built one afternoon because you were bored, or whether it's a character that you've lived with for 10 years, or that you only got to live with for 2 months until they died, who knows, send that to me. Shoot me an email, and it's klaatu@mixedsignals.ml. If you don't know what mixedsignals.ml is, it's the place where you got this podcast, whether you know it or not. MixedSignals.ml, Klaatu at. Tell me these stories. I would love to hear them, and I'll read them on the show. So to keep the show under, you know, 5 hours, do keep the story relatively short. I mean, you can tell me whatever. I might have to edit it down, but I will definitely read some of these things, but all of these things on the show, because I love hearing about this stuff. And I want to be a target for you if anyone has ever walked away in the middle of your story or rolled their eyes as you started telling them about your character. That is not a response you will ever get from me. I love these things. So why do I love these? Why are these stories interesting to me? Why are they interesting possibly to you? I kind of thought about that, and I realized that in a way that's kind of it's one of the driving forces of this show itself, and that is that role-playing games have such an impact on the players who engage in them that when you're thinking about what happened in your RPG game, as far as your brain knows, and other people have noticed this before, this isn't me introducing new psychology to the world, this is something that I've heard from other sources, but when you think about your experience in an RPG, especially because it's a shared experience among other people, there's functionally no difference between real life activity and what you've experienced in an RPG game. I think I've mentioned on this show before that one of my crowning achievements in my life was not defeating, not even fighting, just literally escaping Demogorgon in the Abyss. It was an experience that I'll never forget, because it was a hopeless situation. My character was trapped in the literal abyss, and from these waters arose Demogorgon, and he was killing everyone around us, and we barely got out. We had to drag a friend out of the room to all get away in time. And it was one of those things that not only did it make an impression upon me, such that I'm bothering telling you about it right now, but it also gave me this sort of elation that lasted for weeks and weeks afterwards. I kind of felt like when I came up against something at work or in real life, I felt, you know what, I can do this. Why? Because I escaped the Demogorgon, you know? It was so simple, it was so silly, but it's totally, it's deep and ingrained. And part of that, I think, yeah, it's because other people shared in this experience. So not only, I wasn't just sitting around imagining what would happen if this character got away from Demogorgon, or this big beast rising out of the ocean, or underwater ocean, but other people at the table around me were as urgent and as afraid and as frantic as I was. So how could it not be real? But there's another angle to that, and this is what I kind of thought further about this show. And that other angle is that this creature that we were facing off, or this thing that you defeated in your campaign, or this place that you visited in your campaign, it's not just the people around the table who buy into it. That's powerful enough. But with a lot of the things that certainly this show talks about, it's a whole world. It's your whole nation, it's your country, wherever you live. It's global. It's across countries, because you'll meet people on the internet living in Poland and they'll be talking about it. So it's this shared virtual reality that everyone, or not everyone, but all the other players buy into. Now, that by whether we want it or not, that's, or whether rather they want it, they being the authors, want it or not, there's that's a commons, that is in the commons, so that's in the creative consciousness. Now, there's some stupid legality thing that they laid over it, so that you can't tell stories, you can't sell stories or whatever, using those words, those magical words that they've put a copyright onto, and you can't set a story in this location. You can tell a story, you can be in the story privately, but you can't share that with the world in such a way that you're going to profit from it, and so on. And that's silly sort of legal stuff that doesn't really make a big difference at all. But there's this other side of that world, which is public domain and creative common, and that stuff, by hook or by crook, the hook being creative commons, voluntary dedication of content to the commons, by crook, I think I would classify as, well, the copyright finally expired. So by hook or by crook, it becomes something that we can all share, and we can all retell and distribute in any means that we feel necessary. And right now is a perfect example of that, because in the previous episode, We started talking about the Barsoom novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, which he didn't dedicate that to the commons. He didn't tell people that they could use Barsoom and that world, but the copyright eventually ran out, and wouldn't you know, Modiphius, a gaming company, adopted it for themselves and are now telling stories in that world and letting people have, they're providing access for people to the very fine-grained categorizations of the world that Edgar Rice Burroughs built. And when you break something down to that degree, as I said in the Dragon episodes, when you start breaking it down and classifying it, sort of giving it scientific species and genera and all these other labels, as if though it was a completely actual real thing, then the human minds that are jumping into that world, collectively believing that the world exists, it really buys into it. The belief goes that much farther. So learning the tall tales of our time, I think, is a really powerful and kind of self-gratifying kind of trick to making gaming and storytelling all that much more powerful. Because it's not just you telling a story. It's other people who know parts of the story already. They know the features of the world. They know the structure of the world already. And so when you're telling the story, they hear it. They hear the bits of truth. They hear the parts that are different from what they knew and the parts that build upon what they knew, parts that corroborate what they believed. And that gets into the emotions that transcends just the, okay, I'm being told a story about a thing that I'm familiar with. It makes you really, really believe in what you're hearing. It's all gaming, it's all storytelling, it's not going to change the world or make the world necessarily a better place. It's not going to make the world a worse place, I don't think, but we're not talking about saving the world here. It's just a game, it's just storytelling, it's just art. But that's important to us as humans, and it's a great way to bring humans together, which is what I think RPGs do. And acknowledging that the places that we go to together in these imaginary moments, acknowledging that those places are shared among lots and lots of different people all over the world, it makes a difference. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind the next time that you maybe are thinking of an idea or creating some resource for a game or sitting down to write a story or something. Just keep in mind that the more you dedicate it to other people and provide other people with the tools to build upon your idea, the more truth happens within your idea. The more truthful it becomes, the more truthful it feels, the more real it becomes for your audience, whether they're players or readers or whatever, listeners, whatever it might be. The Creative Commons and the public domain are powerful tricks for a storyteller. Use them and benefit from them, and everyone else will too. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.